It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 61 degrees now. That's the morning high. Got down to 51 this morning, 61 degrees right now in Effingham, looking for a high today of 76. But we're also looking at winds gusting to as much as 50 miles an hour. There will be a wind advisory in effect from 8 o'clock till midnight, and there will be a flood watch in effect. That starts at 7, and I guess it officially has begun now, hasn't it? And we'll continue, excuse me, let me get my numbers straightened out here. As far as the flood watch, that kicks in at 8 o'clock, all right, and then it'll be in effect until 7 o'clock Sunday morning. Is that right? No. Let me try again. 1 p.m. the flood watch starts and runs through 7 a.m. on Sunday. Sorry, we've had a lot of trouble with our item to post things on our website, so it's been a little busy behind the scenes this morning. Maybe we have things corrected, though. I do want to mention that the numbers for Effingham County as far as the election Tuesday are up. If you look at the front page of the website at 979xfm.com or kjcountry.com, the numbers for Tuesday's election for Effingham County are there. And thanks to Brian Dust, who was here late last night getting all that posted. We appreciate that. And we appreciate all the folks who helped us at the county office building last night. Thanks to County Clerk Michelle Coleman and her predecessor, Carrie Hertzel, who was our official runner of results last night. Thanks again to Deb Ruhall, County Treasurer. She let us use her office last night as our headquarters. Thanks to BD. Thanks to Caleb. Thanks to everybody who worked really hard last night to make our election returns possible. Speaking of that, let's get our attention turned to the numbers for Effingham County as far as winners. Very low turnout yesterday, 15.55% turnout yesterday in Effingham County. As far as the results, for City of Altamont Mayor Michael Walker will fill out the last 2 years of the unexpired term. There had been a resignation on the council of the previous mayor, so Michael Walker's been acting mayor. He now has been elected mayor to serve out the final 2 years of that term. The numbers were Walker 174, Richard Finn 159, Todd Slingerland 71. As far as Beecher City Village President, Jason Wells was elected to that position. He defeats the previous Village President, Rita Felty, 60-25. As far as Village President in Dietrich, Brad Hardick reelected without any opposition. In the Village President at Edgewood, James Phillips ran without opposition, got 35 votes. He was reelected. For the town mayor position in Mason, Sandra Henderson defeated Donald Leisure Jr. 41-28, so she's elected to a new term. For Village Montrose president spot, Brad Horton was unopposed, got 27 votes. Village of Shumway president Jerry Herman unopposed, got 37 votes. For the Village of Totopolis position, David Repking, the incumbent, defeated challenger Tina Thompson 295-97. Village Board President in Watson, Dwayne Sapp, elected without opposition with 65 votes. And then also the various supervisors were chosen. And all the township results are up on that site at 979xfm.com and kjcountry.com if you want to check out that. I promised you at 6:30 we'd go through the other municipal results. We had the mayor of Altamont decided. We gave you the totals as far as, of course, the mayor's race was the only race in Altamont. That was just to fill that unexpired term. Jason Wells, again, elected Village Board President in Beecher City. The three trustees are Doug Ray, Denise Childress, and Stacy Bolin. In Dietrich, the three elected trustees, Pamela Hartke, Matthew Flowers, and Stacy Welter. In Dietrich, there was a 2-year unexpired term for trustee, Berdina Laterno, elected to that. In the Village of Edgewood, Mike Cox, Carissa Phillips, and Jeff Leisure elected trustees. in the town of Mason. Tina Moore was elected clerk. Lisa O'Leary, the treasurer. Vivian Kane, the only person who was on the ballot for one of three trustee spots. And in Montrose, there were no candidates for the four-year terms available, but Laura Shorman ran for a two-year unexpired term, so she was elected to that. Village clerk in Shumway, Derek Helmbacher, elected. Village trustee, Jason Herman, was the only person on the ballot for three spots, so he was elected. And then there was a two-year unexpired term, and nobody ran for that, so write-ins will decide that one. For the village of Totopolis, we said Dave Repking was re-elected village board president. There were six candidates for three trustee spots at T-Town, though, and those elected to those. Robin Imbersia got 261 votes, Greg Oslin 247 votes, David Tegler 218 votes. The other candidates and their totals, Angela Krager 139, Brian Meyer 132, and Scott Overbeck 92. In Watson, Tom Freeman was elected village clerk. For trustees, there were four candidates for three seats. Rhonda Geckner got 62 votes, Kurt Hagen 50, and Kevin Custer by one vote got the third spot. Kevin Custer had 35 votes to 34 votes for Brian Fergus, so every vote does indeed count. For the two-year unexpired terms, there were two unexpired terms on the Watson Village Board, and Colby Higgs got 56 votes, and Austin Hartke got 50 votes. And then all the various of our 15 townships, all those numbers were decided. And again, all of that information is up on the local news page at 979XFM.com and KJCountry.com. We don't know yet about the Lakeland Board of Trustees. While Effingham County did well for Nash Nam and for Chuck Daters, there are many counties that make up the Lakeland District. Lakeland's one of the largest community college districts in the state, so we'll let you know when that matter has been decided. As far as school board, there were three candidates for three seats in Altamont. All those gentlemen are currently on the board, Alonzo Schoaf, Robert Radel, and Dale Lau. There were two candidates for three seats in the Beecher City run. Jordan Shields and Clifton Miller got elected, and the board will fill the third spot. Dietrich, there was a two-year unexpired term, and nobody ran for that. They had three full terms, and five people ran for those. And the three elected were Nick Niemerg with 314 votes, Devin Aheron 304, and John Engelbart with 207. There are parts of the Dietrich School District and other counties, but it looks like the margin's big enough that those folks' numbers in Effingham County should have decided those races. Also at Dietrich, Frank Niemerg got 189 votes and Charity Bonoff 131. Unit 40, we're still waiting, although we heard from Michelle Coleman last night that the write-in votes would be counted today, so we should know today about Unit 40. But there were four candidates for four seats, so barring somebody in a furious write-in campaign, we should know who is elected. Again, we had told you that the three incumbents did run again, but they weren't on the ballot. Brandon Duncan was elected. He was the one candidate on the ballot. He got 938 votes. When that's finalized, we'll let you know officially about that. And as far as Totopolis School Board, and again, these are just the Effingham County numbers, Kerry Thompson, 617, Courtney Tagler, 588, and Aaron Ordner, 556. So it appears those three were elected. Jesse Draves, 273 votes in the county. As far as the totals for Lakeland Board in Effingham County, Scott Montgomery of Mattoon, 954 votes. Nash Nam of Effingham, 2,385 votes. Chuck Daters of Totopolis, 2,283 votes. And again, that's the entire college district that will decide that, so we'll let you know when that's final. For a four-year unexpired term, Larry Lilly was the only candidate, and he is currently on the board, and he got 3,012 votes in Effingham County. So all of those results, and we'll let you know more as we have those available. And thanks again To our sponsors for election night coverage, First State Bank of Beecher City, Team ITS, Washington Savings Bank, Barlow Lock and Security, Effingham Ophthalmology, and Janssen's Heating and Air. The Effingham City Council met last night. They only had three members present, and so they couldn't transact all of the business they were hoping to transact. They did have a public hearing on the proposed budget. The final action on that budget will be at the next council meeting on April 15th. City Administrator Steve Miller said that the numbers are a little better than when they had their original briefing on the budget earlier, and a little more in and a little less out. And so that's, he said, the budget a little healthier since our last meeting. Again, that'll be finalized at the council meeting on the 15th. Additionally, there were several matters up for discussion last night, and that included a project down in the south part of town that was announced. This was a new project, and it involves improvements to Veterans Drive and JC Avenue. That would involve a bike path, a pedestrian bridge, and sidewalk. This work would be on the west side of Veterans Drive, and it would mean people didn't have to walk out on the road there at the bottom of the hill, which would improve safety. They're going to seek a grant that will fund at least the start of work, the engineering work, and then they'll go from there. Additionally, there's been a lot of work on East Evergreen out in the area of Willenberg Street, but there is a gas main that needs to be relocated. Then they can finish the work on a box culvert out there, and they went ahead and discussed the gas main relocation. That looks like that will be a go, and that will facilitate moving ahead with that project. There also was a reminder that there will be the next in the series of Effingham 2050 comprehensive plan meetings on Thursday. That'll be at 5:30 at City Hall. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
Short, tall, or somewhere in between, WS Broom has the reclining furniture for you. Brooms has reclining chairs, sofas, love seats, and sectionals in sizes small through extra large. WS Broom has the latest designs in zero gravity, heat, massage, lumbar, and power reclining too. Do you need seating that's pet and kid friendly? Brooms can help you find fabric, leather, or microfiber that's easy to clean, durable, and good looking. WS Broom Furniture, celebrating 140 years in downtown Effingham.
The CP4 high-pressure fuel pump in big-name diesel pickups has earned a reputation for failing without warning, creating sudden power loss, and destroying the expensive high-pressure fuel system. Truck owners will have fuel system repairs that can easily exceed $10,000. Not to mention downtime and dealing with an unknown repair shop in an unknown location. At Shy Diesel, they found that replacing the CP4 with a durable alternative with OE fit and function is game-changing. Call Shy Diesel to schedule your appointment today for your CP4 conversion, 217-536-5200.
Sure, you can do it alone, but why would you want to? Hi, this is Mark Niebrugge, a local financial advisor with Smithmore. We understand it's your money and you want to make your own decisions about how to invest it, but that doesn't mean you need to do it by yourself. That is why we're here, to offer professional guidance and advice you need to make an informed decision. Let's take a look at your unique situation and set a path to reach your financial goals. Give me a call at 217-347-5225 or come by our office to start your financial game plan. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Look at deaths on this Wednesday. Tim J. Ziegler, 53, of Effingham, died on Sunday. Funeral services for Tim Ziegler. His wish of cremation will be carried out by Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Virginia or K. Traub, 86, of St. Elmo, died on Saturday. Funeral services for Virginia or K. Traub will be this Saturday at 1 p.m. That'll be at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. There'll be an hour's visitation at the church from noon to 1 on Saturday. And Cool Funeral Home in Altamont is assisting. Funeral services for 74-year-old James S. or Jim Jones of Effingham will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Jim Jones will be from 4 to 7 Thursday evening. Funeral services for Nancy Glosser, 78, of Argenta, will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. Visitation for Nancy Glosser from 5 to 7 Friday evening. Funeral services for 89-year-old Donald Hagg of Effingham will be Thursday at 12 noon. That'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Don Hagg will be from 10 to noon Thursday morning. Funeral services for Verna Titus, 91, of Greenup, will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. There will be an hour's visitation for Verna Titus from 10 to 11 Friday morning. Here's a look at our forecast now. Flood watch kicks in at 1 o'clock today. That'll be in effect till 7 o'clock Sunday morning. And there's a wind advisory starting at 8 o'clock this morning, and that'll be till midnight on midnight tomorrow. So that's the upshot of those. Now, as far as the specific forecast today, showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., some of the storms could be severe. High today of 76, wind gusts close to 50 miles an hour. We're looking at a quarter to a half an inch of rain today. Then tonight, showers and thunderstorms, and that's mainly before 10 p.m. Some of those storms tonight could be severe, a low of 52, winds gusting close to 40 miles an hour, and another tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain. We might get a catch our breath Thursday, although showers are likely. They say less than a tenth of an inch of accumulation and 61 for a high. Thursday night, then, catches its breath. Showers likely before 10 p.m. and then thunderstorms after that. A low of 49 Thursday night and another tenth to a quarter of an inch. And then Friday, it really rolls. Friday, a chance of showers and then maybe thunderstorms after the noon hour. High of 63, half to three quarters of an inch of rain. Friday night, 2 to 3 inches of rain possible. And Saturday, 1 to 2 more inches of rain possible. So it is really going to be quite a period weather-wise. We'll do our best to keep you up to date. Morning low was 51. We got to 57 yesterday. We're already at 61 in Effingham currently. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sepp.